And now it's time for Muses and Metaphor. That's our ode to National Poetry Month. All through April, we are featuring original tweet-length poems, 140 characters or less, delivered by Twitter and written by NPR listeners and, new this year, some of our regular contributors. Today, we are hearing from two of our regular Beauty Shop contributors. Bridget Johnson is the Washington, D.C. editor of PJ Media. That's a conservative libertarian news and commentary site. Mickey Kendall is a writer and pop culture critic with hoodfeminism.com. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for joining us on this little different assignment for you.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Bridget Johnson, are you normally a poet? And you're a private poet, secret poet?
And I don't know it. Well, you know, I kind of think of poetry as kind of Joe and Little Women, where it's like if you do what you know, then it sounds okay. But if you try and, you know, go off and become some sort of, you know, great romantic poet and that's not really in you, then it looks kind of weird. So,
well, but you were up to the challenge and we appreciate that. And you've actually been going strong tweeting on TMM poetry. Did you enjoy it? Did you rose to the challenge, but was it fun for you?
I did enjoy it. Yes. Yes.
Was it hard? Times. Did you find the 140 character limit difficult?
Not too much because, you try to not be too wordy anyways as a journalist. So, you know, you kind of keep it compact and keep it to one thought. And
okay. Okay. So you were a natural. Mickey, what about you? Are you a secret poet, too?
I am the kind of poet who writes things and then puts them away.
Oh, that's so smart. So you're gonna take a risk here and expose your private poetry process. So what was your process, Mickey? How did you decide what to write about? How do you normally decide?
So I actually tend to sort of stumble on things that sound good. I write longer form fiction, and I'm used to searching for a good turn of phrase, a way to say something that sounds new and interesting, which ties in well with poetry. It's just that 140 characters was perfect for me because I can come up with a good sentence or two. I just can't come up with five stanzas.
Okay. Well, so you like the format. That worked. It worked
yes.
for you.
Yes.
All right. So now is the moment that we have been waiting for. Drum roll, please. Bridget, do you want to start?
Okay.
Read one of yours. Just one, because we know you've been going strong. So just pick one.
Recess, oh, sweet recess. House and Senate gone. Time to play. So much to do. Ghost riding the whip down Constitution Avenue.
Okay. So that was very much on your mind, referring to the congressional recess. Very nice.
Yes.
Okay, Mickey, what about you?
West African soil, Delta roots, Midwest branches, and leaves that shade the world. Blood journeys through the ages.
Wow, what was the inspiration for that?
Actually, I've been doing a family genealogy project.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Very vivid. Okay. So you've also been following the submissions on Twitter. And Mickey, do you want to share a poem that caught your attention?
Sure. I was trying to find someone who hadn't been called out before, and I really liked Dr. Mania, Pretty Little Lion is the Twitter handle. Hot coals burning, no flames, no showmanship. When it rains, we still are smoking, smoldering, sparking Jane with kin.
Oh, nice. I like it. What struck you about it?
It's one of those poems where you have to pause and really think about the imagery. That's what I generally like if I'm reading a poem. I want something that really makes me imagine what they're talking about. And so I can see a vivid picture in my mind.
Mm, I agree. I think it is. It sticks with you. It sticks to your ribs. Bridget, what about you?
So I kind of latched on to what appeared to me to be the youngest person who was tweeting, and she only had one tweet on her account, too. So it looks like she started it to do TMM poetry. And her name was Jasmine Palacios, Twitter handle Rad Jazz. And she did fireflies twinkle like Christmas lights, glowing among the darkness, alone forever, but let there be light.
Very nice. Very nice.
And that kind of made me think this was the first time I ever saw a firefly. It was when I moved out here from the West Coast.
How about that?
Really? Like, what is that?
Yeah, very nice. Well, thank you both for doing this. Can you each give some advice for people who still aren't ready to, you know, take that plunge? Mickey, do you have some advice for people who might want to get started?
Start with writing. Just write a sentence. Don't worry about it rhyming. Don't worry about meter. Any of the things that they're going to teach you in school. Just start with being able to describe something.
Mm, okay. Bridget, what about you? Thoughts?
Start writing without worrying if people are going to see it on the Twitterverse, and just let it flow. And then once you start to feel what is appropriate, or you know what you are proud to show the rest of the world, then that'll come naturally.
I can put you on the spot because you've both been so good about keeping to Twitter length that we actually have time for one or two more poems. Is there another poem, either of yours or someone else's, that you would like to share? Bridget, do you have one?
Well, you know, like I said, I was kind of sticking to what I know. So, you know, one Saturday night when I was up very, very late, I was inspired to write, with 60% voter turnout, 65% male, 35% female, brave Afghans turned Taliban plans into a great colossal fail.
Okay. Well, here's another of yours that I like. It's dear to my heart. And this was one of Bridget Johnson's. Legs ache after day of running around the hill. Gotta give credit where credit is due. Nancy Pelosi does this in Jimmy Choo's. I thought that was right on time. Mickey, what about you? Do you have one more that you'd like to share? Either
yes.
Yours or someone else's.
This one is someone else's. Hawana Sullivan Jansen. If there is something out there that gives me light, please do not find it. For the darkness fills me up and makes me whole.
Wow. Like that. What struck you about it?
I'm so about the imagery, but it was a warm. It's not a darkness to be afraid of. It's a darkness to welcome and be comforted by.
Hmm. There've been so many great. There's wonderful kind of just images that you can kind of toss around. You know, it's almost like a mint that you can kind of carry around with you, kind of dissolving slowly and enjoying throughout the day. It's just
kind of a word snack.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you both so much. Mickey Kendall is a writer and pop culture critic for HoodFeminism.com. She joined us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Bridget Johnson is the Washington, D.C. editor for PJ Media. She joined us in our Washington, D.C. studios. They are two of our Beauty Shop regulars, and they are joining us for our Twitter poetry series. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we still would like to hear from you. Tweet us your poems. They have to be 140 characters or less using the hashtag TMM. Poetry.